Danger at Shark Rock by Pauline Francis. Copyright Burlington Books, 2001. Chapter 1. A Letter from Grandfather. Jenny MacDonald lived in Manchester, a city in the north of England. Jenny liked Manchester, except for one thing. It rained a lot, even in the summer. Today was the last day of school before the long summer holiday, and Jenny was very excited. "Next week I'll be in France," she thought, as she walked home. "No more rain." When Jenny got home, her mother was in the kitchen. "Mum," Jenny said, "one of my friends at school is going on holiday to France too. She'll be in the next town. We can go out together." Jenny's mother didn't answer. "What's wrong, Mum?" Jenny asked.
"I'm sorry, Jenny," her mother said quietly. "We can't go to France."
"But, Mum," Jenny said, "I bought a new swimming costume and two new dresses last week. Why can't we go?"
"David broke his leg yesterday, and he can't work for a month," her mother explained. "Your father and I will have to do all the cooking in August." Mr. and Mrs. MacDonald were the new owners of a small restaurant in the city centre. David was their chef.
"What am I going to do?" Jenny asked. "All my friends will be away on holiday."
"I don't know," her mother said. "I'll talk to your father about it." It was a long and very unhappy week for Jenny and her parents. It rained every day, and everybody was bad-tempered. Then Jenny received a letter. She opened it quickly. "Seal Cottage, Kirk Island," she read. "It's from Grandfather. Why is he writing to me?" Jenny read the letter.
"Dear Jenny, I hope you're well. Your mother wrote to me that you can't go to France on holiday. Why don't you come and stay with me? Kirk Island is very quiet, I know. It's more than 20 kilometres from the coast of Scotland, and it's very different to life in the city. It was strange for me at first, but I like living here now. When I came to the island, I decided not to have a television set or a telephone, but I don't miss them at all. We can go walking, and there's a small museum in Kilkirk, the biggest town on the island. Write back soon. Love, Grandfather."
"It was your father's idea," Jenny's mother laughed. "A summer holiday in Scotland." "I don't want to go to Kirk Island," Jenny cried. "It's too boring. I want to stay at home. I'll help you in the restaurant. Please, Mum, let me stay at home."
"I'm sorry, Jenny. You can't," her mother said. "You're only 15. You're too young to work for us. Also, your father and I will have to work very late, and I don't want you to be at home alone. Anyway, it's very kind of your grandfather to invite you. Remember, he's lonely since your grandmother died."
"Okay," Jenny said. "I'll go. But I'm worried. Perhaps I won't like it."
"Then you can come home," her mother told her. A week later, Jenny left for Kirk Island. It was a long journey. She travelled by train from Manchester to the west coast of Scotland. Then she took a small boat. The sea was very rough, and Jenny felt seasick.
"This weather's terrible," she thought. "It's so wet and cold. I want to be in France."
At last, the captain spoke to the passengers.
"We will arrive at Kirk Island in 10 minutes' time. Please do not forget your luggage. We hope that you enjoy your visit."
Jenny stood up and went to the front of the boat. She saw the cliffs of Kirk Island in the distance, covered with big black clouds. Jenny felt cold and put on her anorak. When the boat got nearer to the island, she saw a lot of people waiting next to the water and a big sign, "Welcome to Kirk Island." Jenny looked for her grandfather, Mr. MacDonald, among the people. Where was he? Then she heard a man's voice.
"Jenny! Jenny! Over here!"
Jenny turned to look. She saw a tall, thin man with a sad face. It was her grandfather. Poor grandfather, Jenny thought. He looks very old since grandmother died. And poor me. What am I going to do? This is going to be the worst holiday of my life.